7 today.
Were you one of the millions who tuned in to check out the Michael Jackson Memorial Service? Apparently a lot of people watched it live, although some people tried to avoid the coverage altogether. If you sat in front of the tube for any length of time, whether it was the morning, afternoon, or the evening, I guarantee you caught a glimpse of what happened in Los Angeles. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I do have to say, as somebody who was running around with a sick dog, actually, to be honest, like all of you, I have a dog, and I was hustling him off to the vet. I shouldn't say all of you. Some of you don't have dogs, but I have a dog who's a young pup, 4.5 months old. Got a little scratch in the cornea. Had to take him to the vet, running around doing that kind of stuff. Came home, was fielding some phone calls and trying to get some information on the coverage and stuff that was going on, other things that were going on in Washington. And needless to say, the tube was on, and everywhere I flipped, it was on. So I happened to see a bunch of it, a chunk of it. I thought, you know what, I'm going to just, since I'm here doing work, I'm going to watch and see how this unfolds. And I will say this. It was done very tastefully. You had a lot of tributes, boom, all in a row. Everything seemed to flow. If, you know what? It was actually put together like a well-oiled machine. And, of course, the concert promoter was the guy who put it together. So the memorial service itself was fine. And I think if we hadn't had so much coverage for some of us, and you just had this tastefully done memorial service, it would have been fine. It's that you had just the saturation of MJ that seemed to really get under the skin of a lot of people because there are so many other things that are going on out there in the big bad world and also closer to home that were of great significance. But I will say again, I thought the Jackson Memorial was done very well, and it was orderly. There wasn't chaos. There was a lot of police out there outside of the Staples Center. There were interesting tributes because there were conversations about the private moments, things that were revealed about him. It was as it should have been, I guess, and it's really actually not what I expected. Here's what the man who made Motown, Berry Gordy, had to say about Michael Jackson.
He was driven by his hunger to learn, to constantly top himself, to be the best. He was the consummate student. He studied the greats and became greater. He raised the bar and then broke the bar. His talent and creativity thrust him and entertainment into another stratosphere. I must say, though, that he did have two personalities. Offstage, he was shy, soft-spoken, and childlike. But when he took the stage in front of his screaming fans, he turned into another person. A master. A take-no-prisoners showman. It was like kill or be killed. I mean, Michael was awesome, totally in charge. In fact, the more I think and talk about Michael Jackson, I feel the king of pop is not big enough for him. I think he is simply the greatest entertainer that ever lived.
So Berry Gordy, one of many to speak, Brooke Shields, also, the Reverend Al Sharpton, Smokey Robinson, a lot of people got up, spoke, a lot of people sang as well. It was, as I said, strangely, unpredictably, very tastefully done and very normal. Very, very normal kind of affair, and lots of people watched. You either watched it, ignored it, or couldn't get away from it. You probably fall into one of those categories. In the meantime, the president now headed to Italy for the G8 summit. And, of course, what is on the menu? Economic crisis and global warming. This on the heels of a two-day visit with Russia, where the Moscow Times headline screamed, were indifferent to Obama. So the magic that he makes in the Middle East and in Europe, not the same in Russia. Leaving Russia with the Kremlin wanting a compromise on missile defense, but with a promise to slash the nuclear stockpile. Yeah, slash the stockpile. How big do you think that stockpile is in Russia? And, of course, the U.S. doing the same. We'll see if ultimately, it leads to bigger things. In the meantime, here's a big thing, because we talked about this a ton on America Tonight. Somebody even closer to us, when you talk about the stability of Central America or South America, the idea of who's in the gang to the left with Hugo Chavez, we'll see where that ends up, because Zelaya, who is the ousted president of Honduras, was pals with Chavez and part of his gang to the left, as I call them. So now it's been announced that the mediation efforts to resolve this crisis that's really bubbled over in Honduras will start on Thursday. And you think of the size of Honduras, you're talking 8 million people. Pretty isolated since that coup the end of June. Because they've been cut off from aid and a few other things, too. Roberto Micheletti is the guy who jumped in to his shoes as the interim president. We've talked about him before on the show. But the government's not being recognized by other nations, period. Not at all. So now there's going to be this mediation panel with people from 4 or 5 other countries. And we'll see where it goes from there. Because this, like I said, starts on Thursday to resolve this. Zelaya and Micheletti are part of these talks, of course. And Costa Rica is where this meeting is going to take place. Will there be an end, a conclusion, heading into the weekend? And, you know, what is that conclusion? What is the resolution? And how does it affect you and me in our backyard? Like I said, closer to home, you got to be worried about that. And all the aid, of course, America last year giving $40 million to Honduras. So who are we backing? What horse are we backing in this? Well, Zelaya, it looks like, right? But maybe not after this showdown in the next 2 days. Zelaya arguing that the coup was illegal and he should be restored as the president of Honduras. The United Nations and the Organization of American States agree, and they passed resolutions, we've talked about that, supporting his return to the presidency there, right? So you've got nations that have come forward and pulled out their ambassadors. The United States and the World Bank suspending aid. There's a lot of people that need that food, that the supplies they're getting, the money, frankly, that they're getting. And that was completely chopped. So Zelaya, in Washington, meeting with Hillary Clinton, getting support for his position, Micheletti, sending a delegation of his own government officials and business leaders to Washington to explain to their position. Everybody's a lobbyist, huh? I hope for one, now that I've learned more about Zelaya, that he's not the guy who steps back in there. Boot him out. Keep the interim guy in. Any of Chavez's buddies, we don't want them there. We'll be back on America Tonight.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future and thank you.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Michael Jackson. There were other things that happened. We've talked a little bit about a bunch of things, actually, including the Moscow deal and then moving on to the G8 for Barack Obama, the president, and what the G8's going to be all about. You know, there still is a lot of push for that one world currency, which would be disastrous for the United States. Give me a break. Jokingly, I said this before, because one of the suggestions, I don't know if it was the Chinese, it might have been, but somebody threw out the suggestion that, well, we would just have these cards, these digits, and that would be our capital. So whatever your number is, kind of like that commercial, what your retirement number is, you'd be walking around with that in your pocket, and then that's what your money would be. So you'd just look there, okay, here's my 2,000, my 3,000, my 3 cents, and forget it. No thank you. This is our currency. And it's just in numbers. It's just in this code that all of us have this one world currency, and it's not paper. It's a code. There's too many codes to remember already. I don't need to walk around with one of those things in my pocket. So one of the other interesting things that happened over the day was Sarah Palin. You know, everybody wants to know more about Sarah Palin. Give us more. Give us more. Tell us what's really going on, all that sort of stuff. So she's being staked out in Wasilla. Because, of course, anchors, reporters from the networks are trying to get the scoop, trying to get the one-on-one, the exclusive, if you will, on Palin. Here's the deal. 7 in 10 Republicans, this is now after her resigning, say they would vote for Palin for president. So how about that? 7 in 10, not so concerned about her resigning as the governor of Alaska. She had an interview, an interesting interview with a couple of different people, I think, actually, but Andrea Mitchell, I thought, did a pretty good job. She was staked out for a couple of days. And here it is wrapped up in one long comment. This is what Palin said, a couple of things, about her family and the reason why she decided she needed to step down from being governor in the next 2 weeks.
I knew that I wasn't going to run for re-election. I knew that everything changed on August 29th in politics in Alaska. That's the day that I was tapped to run for vice president of the United States. Things changed, and it was quite obvious that nothing would ever be the same for our administration. The choice I had to make was, okay, how am I going to react to the circumstances, to the changed conditions? Am I going to just keep plugging away and keep my head down and not try to affect any more change? Because every time we do something, we get hit with an ethics violation charge or a lawsuit, because that's the political game that's being played right now, even though we won every single one of them that's been thrown our way. But my choice in how to react to these circumstances, my choice has been, I'm willing to not run again for re-election. I think that some people may not be fully aware of all of the conditions, and it's perplexed me that we have sat down with many reporters and we have shown them how it's cost thousands and thousands of hours in state time and millions of dollars in state resources to continually fend off these frivolous, ridiculous, wasteful ethics violations.
How much has it cost you yourself?
Oh, we have a legal bill of about $500,000, but that's not the consideration. The consideration is, how does this affect the state? So I said, that's kind of distracting, but that still isn't all of it. What is all of it is knowing I wasn't going to run for re-election. So Alaskans, being perfectly honest with them, not wanting to play that political game that most politicians do, and that's they kind of pretend like they don't know if they want to run again. Well, I knew I wasn't going to run again, so I'm going to be honest with Alaskans and say one term was enough. You're not listening to me as to why I wouldn't be able to finish that final year in office without it costing the state millions of dollars and countless hours of wasted time, wasted it. We have true, worthy public causes. I am a fighter. I thrive on challenge.
Okay, so you heard what Palin had to say. A lot of it had to do with what we were talking about, the whole ethics charges and fighting that and the money that's being spent and the three-ring circus that continues to follow Palin around. It seems like that was, as we suspected, a big chunk of why she decided to say, forget this. 7 in 10 Americans believe that Palin's decision had no effect on their opinion of her. This was a USA Today Gallup poll, by the way, survey. And there was also a wide partisan split over whether or not respondents would vote for Palin if she decided to run for the White House in 2012. More than 7 in 10, again, say they would vote for Palin for the presidency. The number drops to 34% among independents, 17 among Democrats. How about that? I think actually the number's a little bit better than some would think. What did President Obama think about Palin's decision? He threw in his 2 cents as well.
She has a fiercely loyal constituency within the Republican Party and in the conservative movement. But she says that this is something that is best for her family, and I respect that.
Okay, so he took the high road on that, obviously. What would you expect? As he said, it's the family deal. Even Ed Rendell, the governor of Pennsylvania, who's highly critical of Palin, he also threw in the family thing and said he did really respect and like Sarah Palin. 800-259-5791, as usual, we're talking about a plethora of things here on the show, including whether or not you tuned in at all to watch the Michael Jackson Memorial. Just let it pass by, because I don't care what shift you were working, it was all over the tube, replays of the whole memorial service. James, our pal in Connecticut, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Kate. I did see the whole Michael Jackson memorial from start to finish.
I thought it was tastefully done, and it was smooth. It just rolled, and a lot of interesting little anecdotes about Michael Jackson. I say bravo the way they put it on, actually.
Yeah, agreed. A lot of touching moments, especially with his daughter at the end.
Yes.
But I'm feeling a little down. I got to tell you why. Friday night, a girl in Tennessee who I had become close with lost her battle with muscular dystrophy. And I've been consoling my girlfriend for the last couple of days. We've been trying to think how to react. And this girl, whose name is Shanna Mulvey, is was 21 and lost her battle on Friday night. And the thing that she said to me on my deathbed that my girlfriend relayed to me was that she would hope that I sent all 70 kids to camp. And, you know, when I go on the phone on this show with you, I don't know what moves people or what doesn't move them to go to their computer. But, you know, maybe they're thinking, well, this kid is a kid from Connecticut. We live in, you know, Chicago or Tampa or Dallas. Why do we need to help him? And the answer is because a kid in need is a kid in need anywhere. So if anybody, and I mean anybody, could pledge $1, I just did it for the show. I just went on there. You can look on there, America Tonight. I did it for them. But if you could go to my website, mdactkids.org, and match my dollar, I would appreciate it.
All right, very well said. You're absolutely right, because, of course, this is a national show, and everybody has a lot of needs and various charities in other parts of the country. But we both talked about this. A buck is a buck, and it's easy to plunk down a buck, versus a lot of money. And if enough listeners did that, that would help certainly to send those kids to camp. James, we still have some time, and, you know, of course, we're going to do everything we can, as I know our friends in Connecticut are doing as well. So hopefully we'll keep spreading that word, and we'll see some movement there. And good luck and continued success, and keep fighting the good fight.
You know, I'll just keep going until I knock that bridge down, Kate. You know me.
I know. Awesome. You go get them. Thanks.
You got it.
800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You know, it's interesting, too, in what James said. Boy, a lot of charities are having a hard time that they've had to re-ramp some of the things they're doing, or revamp and re-ramp some of the things because of having big, giant parties or fundraisers that they can't really get the people to come to, so they're trying to come up with creative ways to still be able to help kids like the kids that James is talking about, or other of the many, many great causes out there, a lot of the runs, etc. And it's been tough for that with the economy the way it is and almost 10% unemployment. A lot of people who normally might give still try to give, but not give as big as they used to. Thus, there's the need to try to continue to figure out some other ways to get to raise money, and it's got to be tough for some of these nonprofits, because that's what it's about. It's the angles. How do you get the message across? Just like James said, what is it that really touches somebody and helps them out? Coming up on the flip side, lots of odds and ends, including the latest on the supposed murder suicide that's likely in the Steve McNair case. We've got that and more coming up on the flip side.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Some point maybe in their day, watching either the snippets of it or the entire thing, all around the world, people tuned in to see what was happening at that service and in the United States on the big screen in 30-plus movie theaters and on the little tube as well. You can bet the ratings will be high for, I'm thinking, every single station that had it on. Already MSNBC is saying that the ratings were higher, 50% higher, in fact, than the inauguration of Barack Obama, which were very, very good for that station and others. Hey, everybody, Kate, hanging with you on America Tonight. You can flip me an email day or night to this email, americatonight.net. On that website, we're updating the blunder of the day and also blogging as well each and every week, a couple times a week at least, just some random thoughts on things that are happening, or full-on articles. So check it out, americatonight.net. Here's a follow-up story. We don't want to let this one go away because it was so shocking when it happened over the weekend. Steve McNair, the former quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, finishing with the Baltimore Ravens, ended up dead near his girlfriend's body on Saturday. That's when they discovered McNair. He had been shot in the head and twice, had been shot twice in the head and twice in the chest. His 20-year-old girlfriend, Kasimi, that's her last name, was dead from a single gunshot to the head. And underneath her was a gun that she, they found out, the police, that she had bought less than 2 days before the killings. Now, of course, they're waiting on some ballistic tests, the investigators are, on the weapon before issuing a ruling on the death. But it's looking more and more like murder, suicide. But they're very hesitant, of course, until you have as much evidence as possible to say that it was the girlfriend who killed McNair and then herself, because right now the problem is they say they can't come up with a motive. But what's being floated around is that she thought he was going to leave his wife and marry her. Remember, his wife, Michelle, said she had no clue about this woman or anything that was going on with McNair and her. So, as I said, he was shot in each temple, shot in the chest. Three of the shots were taken from a pretty long distance, a little bit of a distance anyway. One of the shots, the temple, came just inches away. And the gun that killed her was in contact with her head, against her head, when it discharged. So it's rare, as many investigators will tell you, that a woman, if she's going to kill herself, would use a gun, but it doesn't mean it's impossible. Usually you hear about this and it's a man, the murder-suicide thing, but it doesn't have to be exclusively, obviously. Interesting side note, the girlfriend was arrested for a DUI while driving the car that was registered in her name and McNair's. So, and McNair was with her but wasn't charged. They allowed him to leave the scene, and then he bailed her out. So who knows what was going on and what happened here, but it's looking more and more like that's the scenario. He was out at the bars on Saturday, late Friday night, Saturday morning, came home sometime between 1:30 and 2 o'clock, and then the next day his friend finds him. He leases the condo with him that is right there at the Titans Stadium, overlooking the Titans Stadium. And then he walked in and found the bodies, shocking a ton of people, because he really was a generous, at least for the NFL, from that point of view, he was a generous, well-liked guy, no question about it, no matter whatever highs and lows he had in his personal life. When it came to dealing with media, dealing with fellow players, coaches, nothing but great things. When it came to Steve McNair, that's all you ever heard. So lots of shock and just sadness over this senseless death, 36 years old, and his life is snuffed out that way. Mm. We're talking earlier about the G8 summit, to jump around here for a second, but this in particular is always on my radar. So the president leaves Moscow, now heading to Italy. One of the things on the agenda is the whole global warming thing. Couple of updates on this, because this is going to be heavily talked about. Scotland actually has the biggest reduction targets when it comes to carbon emissions. They're targeting 42% to do that by 2020. Wow. In the meantime, so again, they're top of the list. The UK, and theirs is non-binding cuts, they're saying 34 by 2020. The European Union itself is saying a 20% cut of 20% compared to the same year, so the same thing. And, of course, we're always talking about this, what the Congress has done, passing the U.S. Clean Energy and Securities Act, which would commit to cut carbon emissions by 17% on 2005 levels by 2020. Now, that number was cut from 20% in order to get the approval. And there are still people that think it could be watered down even more before it becomes a law. I think that's probably a likely bet. But another thing that's being thrown out there is poorer countries are going to be absolved from cutting carbon emissions because they need to burn fossil fuels to alleviate poverty. That's what's being said. Forget it. If it's a poor country, they can just keep pumping it out there because they can't afford it until they get more money. So, and then what's going to happen? Well, is that fair? You decide, geez, what country needs to cut if we're saying it's across the board? So is dealing with emissions of the very, very poor, is it contradictory with dealing with climate change at all? Shouldn't somebody help then? Wouldn't that be the idea? Because some of the countries we're talking about are really pumping it out. And who is the world's largest emitter of carbon emissions? Would it be China? Yes, I would think it would be China, right? Of course it is. Bottom line is, it means the rich have the burden of cutting as much as possible while sitting back and waiting to have the others catch up. So the U.S., Canada, and Australia would have to do, according to what I think I'm figuring out, more work probably than Europe. And the Middle East, how about Russia? They would have something they would have to do, too, for their emissions, because aren't they pretty high per person? See, this whole thing has just escalated beyond, I think, what can be handled and what can be... We go back to the same thing of the proof. Do you believe in it, or do you think it's highly exaggerated? If you think highly exaggerated, then we're probably playing on the same team on this one. Hey, like I said before, line up all the evidence, and I'm all for it. If this, you know, show me the bottom line on cap and trade, right? And you look at the year-over-year economy induced decline, right, that we saw last year in U.S. carbon emissions. So if there's more of it, this sounds weird, but if there's more of a recession, that probably changes things over end, because look what's happening with people. You're not burning as much, right? If you're in a recession and plants are closing down and people aren't driving as much, theoretically, right? I mean, again, taking this and stretching it to the extremes and having Al Gore compare what's happening with global warming, the term global warming, and saying that it's exactly like Hitler. What a ridiculous comparison. I mean, saying it's difficult to persuade the public that the threat from climate change is as urgent as that from Hitler, that the levels of awareness and concern with the populations hasn't crossed the threshold where political leaders feel that they have to change. I mean, as he said, the only way politicians will act if awareness is raised to a certain level to make them feel that they have to do it. I say that all the time on the show. Okay, so Al Gore and I agree on that one little thing, but we're going in a different direction with this. If the politician represents you in the Senate and enough people in your area write the senator, trust me, there's not going to be a vote for this. The climate control won't go through the Senate because enough people who represent you, enough senators represent you, won't do that, knowing that it's just too costly to their end game, which is, for the most part, to get reelected again. I mean, that is the truth. So he and I absolutely agree on that. If more people complain about climate change and lobby for it, then, of course, the senator is going to be more inclined to go that way. And that's why you have to get off the stick, hit the computer, send the notes, whatever, unless you're buying the whole thing of climate change. Sports Shorts coming up next on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore.
I bet Lance Armstrong felt like kissing someone. So far, early on in the Tour de France, he is kicking it up a serious notch at 37. I mean, we're talking how close he was off the lead within 1 second of the Tour lead. Boy, it'd be exciting to be there and to have seen this. And he just missed getting the yellow jersey, but hey, just simply awesome, his team. And I think he would describe his team as the same thing, I mean the same way. Estana, they won the team time trial, and it was pretty dramatic finish, I guess. And you talk about a grind. I know I mentioned this the other day, but when you're talking about 227 miles and that kind of stuff, man, he was so close. And there is a long way to go in this race, but bravo, well done. A fraction of a second. He just slipped back to Fabian Cancellara of Switzerland in the fourth stage. But I'd love to see him win a stage. I'd love to see his team win this race. But to me, that is a huge, couldn't be a bigger sports story. Because if you have any American pride and all the things that Lance Armstrong went through, the allegations, the rumors of whether he doped or not, well, this would be a way to set things straight. How does this 37-year-old come back after winning a ridiculous amount of Tour de France's and under some of the heavy allegations that he faced, and then kick everyone's rear end in cycling. A lot younger guys, guys in their early 20s with stronger legs, just would be an amazing thing to happen. So, again, bravo on that. Here's somebody that, as a hockey fan, I used to actually cover him a few times when he played against teams that I covered, but he was a lot of fun to watch. Joe Sakic, now retiring, he just, I'm sure the people in Denver just loved him, the Colorado Avalanche's big-time captain, who led them to a couple of Stanley Cups. He's going to retire Thursday, a 20-year career on the ice. He's in the All-Star game 13 times. He's turning 40, or he did turn 40, and he decided to take the flyer on the retirement. And he had been with the team since they relocated to Denver from Quebec in 1995. So how about that, Joe Sakic? Do we have any applause from our live studio audience in Minneapolis for the great Joe Sakic? Ah, oh, there they are. Matt Johnson does such a good job. Whatever he has to do, takes one for the team, he sacrifices, crawling to the store to get that Red Bull or whatever is necessary. Because we can't afford one of those signs that say, applause, please. But we prompt them a little bit, and then they get up on their feet. So the other big story besides this, I think, is one that I know a lot of sports people have been talking about, and in some cases are sick of talking about it. But Brett Favre and his wife put down $30,000 deposit on a condo in Minneapolis. Yeah. So, what are the chances that Brett Favre will be the quarterback for the Vikings? I'm thinking pretty good. If you wanted to take the odds out in one of the big casinos in Las Vegas, I think it'd be a sure bet, maybe better than sure. But how do the people in Minnesota feel about Brett Favre? And, of course, with our studios, our incredible facility that is located in that wonderful city. We've got Matt Johnson, who takes the pulse of the people daily. He is our ears and our eyes, so to speak. Matt, what's really been the reaction, honestly, now to Brett Favre this time around?
People are definitely sick of it, but for the most part, given what we have at quarterback right now, most of the people, I'd say, are in favor of having him come. But then there's this section, and I have a couple friends who are like this, who are hardcore Viking fans, that since he was a Packer, and that's a big rivalry, you know, the Vikings and the Packers, they refuse to accept him on the team. And I've had friends say that they'll quit rooting for the Vikings if he comes on our team, just because Brett Favre is, you know, Mr. Packer. And
right,
there's so many Vikings fans that just hate the Packers. I, on the other hand, I just want to win, and I think he'll give us the best chance to do it, so I'm all in favor for it.
Yeah, I think having watched him most of his career, I would say, I mean, and I heard, I was talking to someone the other day about this, Matt, that he still has an incredible arm. He is throwing it all the way down the end of the parking lot that is, you know, miles long. He's still, even with the surgery, et cetera, he still has that arm. And I think he has a year or two left. Why not? Like you said, given what's at quarterback, who cares? Take a flyer on Brett Favre. Go for it. See what happens.
Yeah, and if you look at last year, before he hurt his arm, he was,
yes,
like, they were talking about him for an MVP.
Yes.
And he was leading the league in touchdowns, I think, or very close
he
to
was.
It.
He was, yeah.
And then he hurt his arm, and obviously, you know, he's kind of overused by the Jets a little bit, too, but if you look at that, if you have Brett Favre, and the only thing our Minnesota Vikings are lacking is a quarterback, because we have a top-five defense, you got the number one running back in the league in Adrian Peterson,
right,
and all you need is a quarterback, and, I mean, then we're set. Then it's on a mission to Miami, you know?
Yeah, Super I agree. Bowl. I think if I were in Minnesota, because you want to see the team win, I'm going to say that why not? Brett Favre is a very good move. And personally, for me, I like the idea of what I thought what I would have loved to see happen originally, instead of him going to the Jets, but you knew that was going to happen. If there was some miracle and he could have gone to the Vikings last season, how cool would that have been to see Brett Favre playing in a Vikings uniform against his former team, the Green Bay Packers? Now you're still going to get to see that, and I think that game will really be pumped up. I think the Vikings could have a really good season, and you gave the great reasons why. The defense, Adrian Peterson is a stud. When I saw him in college, you knew whoever got Peterson was they were going to have an incredible run game.
All the way to 5 or 7 for us. Yeah.
Just crazy. I mean, I saw him play at the Cotton Bowl, and I couldn't believe that he slipped down. But it is to Minnesota's advantage, and that's exactly what you need to win in the NFL. That's the key elements, and he could be the missing link for Minnesota. So for the people that are hardcore, I get it. I mean, I understand. But, man, shake that off. And I guarantee your buddies to say, oh, I'm not going to root. If they start getting deep and there's all this conversation about playoffs and then they go into the playoffs and then they make a run in the playoffs, I'll be curious if they're just going to, turn tail and run back toward the Vikings' direction. You got to keep an eye on them.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely come around. It's kind of the same thing when, Johnny Damon went to the Yankees, you know.
Yes.
Once he was a Yankee and started hitting all those home runs for him, then I'm sure any Yankee fan was like, oh, I don't want to root for him because he was a Red Sox. It was pretty much over.
Yeah, absolutely. That's it. No kidding. And it's funny, and speaking about that, Manny Ramirez, man, booed big time. Gee, I wonder why. But Manny Ramirez, he playing, of course, for the Dodgers, and this just happened. He drops his bat, tosses his helmet, flung his elbow pads on Tuesday night because he was booed most of the game that was being played in New York. Eventually, he was ejected as he walked toward the outfield for the bottom of the fifth inning. And there was, you know, again, he driving in 3 runs. The Dodgers won 8-0. But the bottom line for Manny Ramirez is he's not going to get a warm reception in New York. New Yorkers are known for expressing their feelings anyway. Booing, as somebody said to me, is like a spectator sport there. And he was a high school star in the city. So he got razzed pretty badly. There were people that showed up with placards and they had drawings of syringes and all that sort of stuff. But look, what do you expect with a steroid buzz going around? Manny is a talented player, but you got to really think about the whole steroid thing. I'm saying asterisk near the names when they put up those big juicy numbers and then you find out they were juiced. Give me a break. Flip me an email day or night, americatonight.net.